Nicholson Baker is probably best known for his controversial 1992 novel about phone sex called Vox. In the 11 years since, Baker has written both fiction and nonfiction, winning the National Books Critics Circle Award 2 years ago for Double Fold, in which he argued passionately for the preservation of endangered old books and newspapers. His new book, his sixth novel, begins very early each morning over the course of a cold winter in a cold part of the country, with the narrator striking a match and starting his day with a monologue. It's called A Box of Matches. Alan Chuse has a review.
Good morning. It's January and it's 4:17 a.m., and I'm going to sit here in the dark with an armchair pulled up to the fireplace. Each chapter of this small novel, a book under 200 pages, begins in this fashion, as Everett, a medical textbook editor, husband and father of two, begins his day. Early Bird Everett, a believer in what he calls early morning consciousness, wakes up as early as 3:37 a.m., sometimes when ill with the flu, as late as 6:30. But every morning, first in the dark, and then by the light of the fire he builds, he meditates on his life. Nothing much out of the ordinary has ever happened to him, he explains. I've just ridden my tricycle, gone to school, greased my bicycle bearings, gotten a job, gotten married, had children, and here I am. We learn about his current life, with Claire, his wife, whom he met at college, and his children, and the pet duck the family keeps out back. And in marvelously meticulous descriptions, we encounter a series of practical instructions as Everett considers the best way to wash a dirty dish, eat a pear, and chop apple boughs, among other matters, and how to get out of a rut when your car is stuck in a ditch. Or probably better to say, he ruminates about how to write about doing these things. The compass of this novel is small, but its implications large. As the series of mornings progress, each with another match from Everett's matchbox expended, you realize it's about time and life and the nature of the beautiful, and reading about it is a great way to get out of a rut.
The book is A Box of Matches by Nicholson Baker. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.